It is 9... Oh, no, it's not 9.13.
It's 8.19.
8.19 a.m. You're listening to The Morning After, and you're also listening to In the Fringes. Tianu Tuiono, Green MP, good morning.
Good morning. Kia ora, everybody.
Do you know the time? You're already doing better than me.
You were like 8.19, so I guess we'll probably clock on to 8.20 now.
yes, pretty much. Yeah.
So we'll jump right into the questions. We can't not talk about the conversion therapy bill and the votes against in its first reading. Where do you stand and what are your thoughts on the results?
Mm. Well, we wanted to... We support the banning of conversion therapy. It was interesting that the party that wants to demand the debate did not want to have the debate on conversion therapy. So it was really, really disappointing that the National Party didn't support that. I could see the Young Nats came out and had a go at their co-martyr, and good on them. Mm-hmm. It's really important that we ban conversion therapy because it's just straight out torture, eh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. The Greens this week, speaking of the National Party, have also called the National Party hypocritical for empty rhetoric on the treaty, Te Reo use and so on. Can you expand on this for the listeners?
Well, you know, they're just kind of like... I think they're just going for that redneck vote. They can see that the ACT Party's kind of chomping up some of part of their voter share. And so what better way for them to try to get those votes back? By kicking some Maldives. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. But here's the thing, right? It's 2021, not 1921. Mm-hmm. And if Judith Collins wants to head back to 1921, she just needs to build a time machine and go back there.
There you go.
Fair enough, yeah.
And I want us to bring up Protect Putaki again, just to highlight the media cycle, but also to provide some updates. 26,000 signatures have been signed on that petition. Police and security are still looming, and of course, the ongoing situation just continues going. Mm. So, yeah, you've obviously been down there, or up there, I should say, considering we're in Otatahi. So what's the situation been like?
Mm. When I was up there, I was really heartened by the protectors, particularly those that are taking action on the ocean. Because here's the thing, like, everybody's got their part to play. You know, those of us in Parliament, Auckland Council needs to definitely step their game up. But if you want to disrupt something like that, sometimes not NVDA, non-violent direct action, is the way to go. And, mm-hmm. you know, I support the protectors on the water disrupting this, disrupting the building of this marina, because it's just for big rich people and without any regard for the korora that are there and will be nesting there soon, if not now already. Mm-hmm. And then also the aspirations of mana whenua and tangata whenua in that area as well. So, yeah, good on them. Kia kaha.
Yeah, definitely. James McDowell asked your thoughts last week on the rampant skills shortages in NZ and the recent government immigration policies, and your views on both the short and long term, your views on how both the short and long term skill shortages should be dealt with.
Mm. I agree with everyone in the house that when we open up borders, it has to be in line with what the health experts tell us. You know, I'm not a doctor, so you know I always go to them for that. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with them that there needs to be clearer ways to get into the country, including our pathways to residency. And also acknowledging that there are people already here who are on some of these really dumb visas, and if they can get visas that would decouple the visas so they're not stuck with particular employers and helping them to move across different employment arrangements, so I think that's definitely something that can happen as well. But, I mean, I share the concerns about some of our temporary workers on here on temporary visas, and we need to do the best that we can do because we do have a skill shortage. Employers keep coming to me telling me that they need workers as well, and a lot of workers they want to work as well, and also beyond all that, recognizing that these people are families, mm-hmm. now that they're mums and dads, brothers and sisters, uncles, aunties, as well, and to really see the human aspect in there, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
for sure. On the show this morning, Josh and I have been talking about new words, words that in the last 5 years have come to power and prevalence. So, what word springs to mind? the new words that we're continually bombarded with.
The new word that you guys are continually bombarded with?
Yeah, we're just putting you on the spot here.
New, the stuff like yeet was big a few years ago.
Well, gaslighting and gatekeeping, everything in between.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you mean, like, LOL, laugh out loud and that kind of... I'm showing my age, man.
Hey, LOL is still as prevalent as it's ever been, you know?
Oh, it's coming back.
Still used. Definitely, definitely.
Of course, yeah. We're in the fringes here, so what's your question for ACT MP James McDowell next week?
My question for James. So, well, yesterday I put up a motion to demand the debate on climate change.
Mm-hmm.
As you probably noticed, like, half the world's on fire and the other half's being flooded.
Code red, yeah.
It didn't get over. So my question to James will be, will he accept that the free market does not work? It does not work, and we actually need to really have some real climate solutions.
Mm. All right.
Well, there you go. We'll ask him.
It's more of a statement. Let's get his reaction to it, eh?
I'm looking forward to it.
It's great chatting with you these mornings. Tiana Tuiono, Green MP. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day, guys. Catch you soon.
Sweet. See you, man.
Bye.